year, so please do send us your suggestions for topics that are toast. You can email us toast@bbc.co.uk. You can find all our episodes in the Sliced Bread feed on BBC Sounds. Thank you for listening.
Toast was presented by Sean Farrington and produced by Viant Sadiq. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 on Saturday the 4th of May. The general synopsis at midday. Low Biscay 1003 losing its identity by midday tomorrow. Low Hebrides 1004 expected Fair Isle 1005 by the same time. New lows expected German Bight 1002 and Sol 1000 by that time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira, south at Cira, 40s. Southerly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Cromarty, 4th, variable 2 to 4. Showers, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. Southerly becoming variable in Fisher, 2 to 4, then northerly or northwesterly, 4 or 5 later in southeast Fisher. Showers, fog patches in Fisher and later in Dogger. Good, occasionally very poor in Fisher and later in Dogger. German Bight, southerly or southeasterly becoming variable 2 to 4, then cyclonic 5 to 7 later in east. Occasional rain or thundery showers. Good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, Wight. Variable, mainly southeast, 2 to 4. Showers, thundery at first in Thames and Dover, good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth, easterly veering southerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in West Plymouth. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, South Fitzroy, southwesterly becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in South Fitzroy and later in far northwest Biscay. Occasional rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy, Sol, Lundy, Fastnet. Cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in London and Lundy and 7 elsewhere, perhaps gale 8 later in North Fitzroy and Sol. Occasional rain or showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea. Southwest becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, fog patches in north, good, occasionally very poor in north. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, except in Malin and far southeast Hebrides, occasionally 6 in southeast Shannon. Showers with fog patches, except in Shannon. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor, except in Shannon. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Southeasterly, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping forecast. Now with a more general weather forecast, Darren Beck.
Thanks very much, John. Good evening. Recently, the warmest weather has been in Argyll and Bute in Scotland. Yesterday, it was 23 degrees. Today, 15. And this blanket of cloud will continue to affect much of Scotland this evening and overnight, and also Northern Ireland and the far north of England. There'll be some further pockets of light rain or drizzle, and temperatures won't fall very much, 9 or 10 degrees. Further south, it has been warmer in the sunshine. Any showers in southeast England won't last long. We'll have some clearer skies, a few mist and fog patches, temperatures perhaps 4 or 5 degrees, more cloud in the southwest by the end of the night. But across much of Scotland, Northern Ireland and the far north of England, it will be cloudy again tomorrow. We're going to find some more showers breaking out, particularly if the sun does come out in northern parts of Scotland. There could be some thunderstorms here. Northern Ireland probably having a drier day than today, but it's still going to be cloudy and temperatures in these areas are going to be 14 or 15 degrees. Move a bit further south across much of northern England, North Wales, the Midlands to East Anglia. We'll be enjoying some sunshine in the morning after the early mist and fog clears. The cloud will bubble up. There'll be one or two showers, but many places will be dry and it'll be quite warm, 18 or 19 degrees. But it's not just the southwest of England that will see more cloud tomorrow, so too South Wales and increasingly in the southeast of England. A little bit of rain, not very much, just dampening the temperatures up to around 14 to 16 degrees. Could be a bit wetter though for Bank Holiday Monday across southern parts of England and into the Midlands. And further north, we will see some slow moving, heavy and thundery showers developing. May well be dry but quite cloudy in Northern Ireland. The best of the temperatures on Monday in Northern England with some sunshine, 18 degrees.
Darren Betts at the Weather Centre. Now here's Kirsty Walk, who's limbering up for the morning.
It was the most successful single day in British Olympic history, and it peaked in an intense 44-minute gold rush. Described by The Guardian as sparking waves of resonance, energy, flares, people in the seats whirling and leaping, fanned to a state of unplanned emotional priapism. In the reunion, cyclist Dame Laura Kenny, heptathlete Dame Jessica Ennis-Hill, rower Andrew Triggs-Hodge and long-distance legend Sir Mo Farah take us back to Super Saturday, together with the man who called them home, Olympian Steve Cram. Join me, Kirsty Wark, tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Jane Steele. Good evening.